KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shop on KCRW. Writing is supposed to be a solitary thing, a lonely life. Not in the television business. Writers for TV are positively surrounded by people, executives, producers, actors. We're never really able to achieve that ratty sweater coffee mug kind of arrangement. I mean, sure, there's a week or two where we're left essentially alone to bang out a draft. But within a few hours of turning it into our paymasters, we're on the phone getting notes and questions and requests for revisions. Now, more often than not, the notes call, and that's what we call it, that awkward conference call with somewhere between 6 or 10 people on the line and background noise and strange echoing effects. That call is actually scheduled before the draft is turned in. "Do you think we'll be getting a draft on Monday?" they'll ask. "Sure," you say. "Great," they'll say. "Then let's set the notes call for Tuesday." Because there's going to be a notes call. I mean, there's going to be stuff they want to adjust. That's just the way it is. And this used to be a face-to-face kind of thing back in the more easygoing, collegial country club days of the TV business, before everything got so fraught with mergers and competition. You'd have an actual meeting with pre-meeting Diet Cokes and chit-chat and the required 3 minutes of flattery to warm up the room and let your guard down. "We love this," they'd say. "This is one of our favorite projects." And as the warm glow of praise rolls over and writers are always, always disarmed by even the most peremptory sugar, you'd settle into the suede sofa and let your shoulders drop a little and barely even notice whoever it was who was tasked with delivering the notes, take out your script, and the corner of every page folded over, the script spackled with pen marks and pencil stabs, and then the meeting would begin. "On page one," they'd say, always page one. There's always something on page one, and you'd be off and running. Or, more worrisome, they'd say something like, "We have some kind of general, kind of global thoughts." And you can feel your shoulders start to creep up around your neck as the reptile part of the brain takes over and you begin to crouch defensively like our caveman ancestors did when they got notes. These days, though, it's all done on the phone, so there's no driving across the hill to the studio, no waiting around in network vestibules. So the whole experience is more efficient in some respects, but it's also a lot more complicated. See, there's no body language to read, no social ease. If you make a joke or comment, it's more easily misunderstood, more quickly interpreted as defensive or argumentative. And you can't see the script with the folded-down corners, so you never really know when you're getting closer to the end of the call, which is too bad because pretty much everybody's goal, no matter what side they're on, is to get this call done with. Now, a few weeks ago, I was on a call, and honesty requires me to admit that the notes I got from the studio were not only useful and smart, they were incredibly constructive. But at some point, someone on the call asked me what I thought about a particular note. "It's great," I said. "It'll make the scene much smoother." "Are we making sense to you?" they asked. "Yeah," I said. "These are great notes. Seriously, I'm just getting them all down." "Look, this is a dialogue, okay?" they said. "Obviously, anything you disagree with, you should feel free to mention." "No," I said. "I'm in total agreement." "Did we lose Rob?" someone said. "I'm right here," I said, which was when I discovered that my phone was on mute. And by the time I clicked it back on, it was hard to repeat myself. "These are great notes. Thanks. Great thoughts." Without sounding a little inauthentic, which is the whole problem with the notes call. I mean, on the plus side, you can take the call in your underwear or while brushing your teeth, which is why I put the call on mute in the first place. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll think like a writer. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.